It's time for another episode of Sink or Swim, the podcast that helps you keep afloat in the sea of business marketing options. Learn what other business owners are doing to keep their businesses thriving and growing, and what almost sunk their ship. Join the voyage as Red Canoe Media owner Will Hanke and his daughter Amber wade through the waters to get you the booty you deserve. Wow, that was a lot of nautical references in three sentences.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of Sink or Swim. My name is Will Hanke, and with me, as always, is Garth. Do you know what that's from?
No.
That's from Wayne's World, right?
Yeah.
With me, as always, is Garth. That's how he always introduced the show. So with me in reality is Amber. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You've got a little bit of a cold.
Yep.
And just in time for your trip to Colorado.
Yeah.
So that'll be terrific. You'll be in a very cold situation, not feeling well, flying down a mountain.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So don't take a backpack on the ski slopes with you. We've seen what's happening there with the people getting hung up on the chairlifts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to try to, she's going to take my GoPro and do some cool action shots, right?
Yeah. Mostly me falling down.
Mostly you doing things you shouldn't so you can tape so you can record it and show it to your mom, right?
Yeah.
And make her extremely nervous.
Yeah.
So, first week kind of really in the business and not doing anything college related. The holidays are over, mm-hmm. and got you out to a chamber meeting.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
That was fun.
What did you do?
Built a snowman.
You did build a snowman. I'm not sure why, but they gave us a little packet of cotton balls and eyeballs and colors and all kinds of stuff. And so you built a snowman at the Fenton Chamber meeting.
Yep.
Wow.
Sounds like fun. I'm sorry I missed that.
So much business-related stuff, you couldn't handle it, right?
Yeah.
Then you had a great lunch, right? And there was no speaker, so it was just kind of a go hang out, chill, meet some people. Did you like that?
Yeah.
All right, that's good, right? Good. Well, today on the show, we have Jim Canada. Jim and I have been friends for probably a couple of years now, I guess, huh, Jim?
Yeah, it's longer than you think. I think we first met probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Wow, that's awesome. So, yeah. Jim, you own a company called Alliance Technologies, which is an IT firm here in St. Louis, and you guys have kind of branched out, but I'll let you talk about that. Why don't you go ahead and give us your two-minute elevator pitch?
Oh, well, thanks, Will. Alliance Technologies is really more than just an IT company. We specialize in infrastructure, so cloud, managed services, backup, disaster recovery. We're not app developers, and we are not website developers. We are your network infrastructure specialists. Then we also have a consulting team that will do network assessments, function as a CIO, and I'm expanding that into other areas for consulting. And then we have a staffing group that is doing permanent placement for professional staffing. We started out with IT, and now we've branched into healthcare as well as engineering and accounting and finance. So just really at this point, anything in the professional environment, we can help find those positions for people. So those are our three divisions within Alliance Technologies, and myself and two business partners started 7 years ago now.
Wow. It's interesting that as part of your pitch, you say we're not app developers and we're not web developers. Did that come out of being asked that a lot of times?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Some people, when they hear the term IT, they're not exactly sure. It's such a wide area of activity that some people think, you can develop this app for me, or you can handle this phone system for me, or you can develop this website for me. Well, no, we're your network infrastructure specialists. We take care of your servers and workstations and antivirus and malware and protect you from those hacking Russians.
Right. As somebody who does the web stuff, I remember, especially my mom, she used to always hey, Will, can you take a look at this computer? You know, and I think it was my brother bought me a shirt one time that said, "No, I will not fix your computer." So,
well, I get that asked a few times, and I always say, "You don't want me messing with your computer. Yeah. I'm an engineer by degree."
Yeah. So, how many employees do you have?
We are up to around 10 now.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And continuing to grow. In fact, we're looking to hire another one here, probably several more in the coming year. So we're excited about our growth, for sure.
Yeah, and how long have you been in business?
Well, we started in 2009 at a time when business was really, the economy was in the tank. We didn't know any different. So our backs were against the wall, and we thought, well, we can, everything is going to go up from here. And sure enough, it did. So we were just real pleased that we started in a time of a rough economy, and as the economy's gotten better, so has our business.
Are you only in St. Louis?
Well, actually, our area that we have around 750 clients now, from Southwest Illinois on down to Phelps County. We do have some clients in Washington, D.C., Toronto, and Indiana, and Mexico, but primarily centered in the Midwest corridor here.
Oh, nice. So are I guess you're doing this full time then?
Oh, yeah. As from the very beginning, I left the corporate world and decided to jump in. There really was no other way that we could have launched and gotten what we intended to accomplish if I was just working part-time at it.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Jim, you mentioned being in the corporate world. Tell us about that and how you transitioned into what you're doing now.
Well, I'm an engineer from Purdue. I started out at John Deere and, at the age of 28, headed up all the North American factories for cost reduction, then moved over to American Airlines after 13 years with Deere, spent 8 years there. My last position was an international consultant doing strategic planning for some of the largest companies in the world, re-engineering, process improvement. And then I came to St. Louis about 20 years ago and had a variety of positions as a CFO, a COO, director of HR, head of facilities for Reuters for North and South America. And so when that position moved to New York, I said I wasn't going. After 20 plus years of the corporate world, I was tired of always moving around and the different opportunities and the red tape. So I always, in the back of my mind, wanted to take my consulting experience and use it to help grow something that I had a piece of ownership in. So about 7 years ago, I ran into my two now business partners working for another IT company, and I asked Steve Brown, one of my business partners, "Hey, Steve, have you ever thought about starting your own business?" And he said, "Just about every day." So I said, "Well, how about you and I discuss how we could, start a tech company? You've got the tech experience. I got the everything else experience. So let's begin to talk." And then my other business partner, Jared Pino, overheard us because he was working in the same company there with Steve. And he said, "Hey, I overheard you guys talking. Whatever you are doing, I am in. So count me in, I'm going with you." So I said, "Oh, well, I hadn't thought about three business partners, but why not?" So we jumped in and away we went.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So each of you take on a different part of the business, I'm assuming?
Yes, Jared is now our chief operating officer, and he handles all the tech guys for scheduling on in the tech division. And then Steve is our chief technology officer, so always on the leading edge, looking at new technology that we can bring to our clients.
Awesome. And you said you had a wide variety of clients, 750 clients, I think. So do you go the full gamut from mom and pops all the way to full corporations?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we handle numerous startups, some specific one, two-man operations on up to a $250 million manufacturing company. from law firms to real estate development to healthcare programs. So we just have a real variety of clients, and we designed it that way. Some IT companies will tell you, oh, we have a niche market in law firms. Well, when it comes to infrastructure, a server is a server. It doesn't matter whether it's in a law firm or a construction company.
Right.
That to me just means, we can take care of you no matter what you are. And we purposely did not want to have one large client that dominated our revenue. So we have we just have a variety of clients, and designed it that way.
Awesome.
So Jim, as you know, this is a marketing podcast, so let's talk about marketing. When you started your business, did you have a marketing plan?
I absolutely did. And so having worked with a lot of companies in designing strategic planning, the marketing plan was always a piece of that. So I built that into our strategic plan and went to the bank to borrow a little bit of money the first time out. And our banker, Don, said, oh my gosh, Canada, I've never seen such an elaborate plan. And look at this marketing piece you've got here. Holy smokes. I said, well, Don, I've designed this for a lot of large companies. I certainly can do it for myself. He said, oh my goodness, absolutely, we'll loan you some money to help you get started. So
awesome.
The marketing piece, yeah, that was a big part of our plan.
I think you're probably the first guest we've had that said yes to this question.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. It's pretty elaborate. In fact, I have what I designed years ago is a marketing toolkit summary. And I'm happy to share that with you, Will, after this.
Okay. That'd be great. And as far as your marketing plan, I guess that was 7 years ago. I'm assuming that has changed over time.
Yes, it continues to evolve. And one of the things I love to say, if you're not moving ahead, you're falling behind. So that always prompts me to continue to look at new ways, new things, and continue to change and evolve with the times.
Nice. So when you first started Alliance, what was one of your first marketing wins? And then follow-up question, did you do it on purpose or did you just stumble upon it?
Well, I think the marketing win for me was how to get out and network through coffee meetings and lunches. Okay. Now, my plan had some of that, but it was more looking at, cold calling, linked selling, so to speak, seminars, papers that you would write. But in reality, what I stumbled into was I was most effective sitting down with someone and having coffee with them, telling them what we do, and seeing how I could help them and vice versa. So I really just stumbled into it. It was a big win for us. We were able to get 70 new clients in our first year, and
wow.
That's what helped propel us into the company we are today.
That's terrific. And so you and I have had one of those meetings quite a many years ago. And probably one of the things that impressed me was the fact that the purpose of the meeting was for you to see how you could help me.
Yeah, that's the drive behind it all. And I wrote a little book called Smart Networking for Business and Personal Success. And it's all about having a giving attitude. So I'm an engineer. I'm not a marketing person. But in order for me to feel comfortable in that space, I had to put forth what was natural to me, and that was, how can I help you? What can I do to assist you? And what I learned was, if you can assist enough people and help enough people, it'll come back to you in multitudes. Don't expect something right away. Don't expect to go into a meeting trying to sell your services, because people are on guard for that. But if you go in and just talk about them naturally, like we are now, and find out about them and what you can do to help them, they'll turn around and help you. And somewhere down the road, you'll start gaining a lot of clients, which is how we get a majority of them today.
So right now, what marketing efforts are you doing that are working for you?
Well, we still are doing the networking and we'll continue to do so. But we also know that with the changing times, as I've said, we've got to focus on blogging and SEO and Facebook and all the other social media that's out there just to get our name out. So in our strategic plan, there are four critical success factors. They're based around our customers, our employees, financial success, and the fourth one is marketing and branding. So we've got to continue to get our name out there, so it's much easier for us when we approach someone that they've heard of Alliance and they know we're doing good things. So in order to do that, we still need to push out things we're doing in the community through social media. And that's one of the best things we do.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to be a big effort in 2017, the social side of things, both
Absolutely.
Online and off?
Yeah, no, we've in 2016, we kind of dropped the ball a little bit. We got away from some of the blogging we did and got away from the newsletters because we were so focused on growth and and catching up and really just staying ahead of the client needs. Now we've got the staff in place with a little extra time, so we want to focus more on developing our SEO, setting up our blogging, looking at our website to make sure we have the appropriate Google AdWords out there. So as a matter of fact, just yesterday, I got a phone call from a potential new client who actually went to our website, looked us up, and gave us a call. I thought, oh my gosh, this is probably one of the first clients we've potentially gotten that way. So I was real thrilled.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really good. After the first one, they start to kind of pay for themselves, you know, pay for all the work you've done too, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. But until now, we've used a variety of approaches. Our base, of course, is the networking that we do, just being in the community, just meeting people, helping them. We've had a cold calling campaign that we've used. We've used several different versions of link selling through Josh Turner and another organization, Medici. So all of them have produced results, not exactly what we've wanted, but they've all paid for themselves with new clients.
Yeah.
We just wish we had a bigger impact with them. The biggest impact so far for us, and we keep track of it, is truly networking and client our clients sending our name out to others in their respective areas, so promoting us that way.
Yeah. Have you done any other offline stuff like billboards or TV or radio or anything like that?
Well, I did one television spot, and actually it was based on the Marianne Show. I was giving a speech about networking at the CIC, and this woman approached me and said, Jim, I want to be the next Oprah Winfrey. I want to put together a TV show. I want you to be my first guest.
Oh,
so
wow.
I said, absolutely, Marianne. I'm happy to help you. So as I got into it with her, I discovered, this wasn't much more than an idea. So I encouraged her to write the script, and then we went to our good friend Sam Nace at CN Video, and Sam agreed to record this for us, and she wanted to submit it to KSDK, I think that's the television. So Sam recorded it. We did several takes for Marianne. She was working on getting a little more polished.
Sure.
But we submitted that, and the TV station said, we absolutely love this. We got good news and bad news. We're going to pick this up, and we're going to air it. That's the good news. Bad news is it's going to be 1:30 in the morning. We thought, oh, okay, well, she at least will fulfill her dream, and that is to get out on television. Well, as it turns out, there were 12,500 people at 1:30 in the morning that watched that TV show. So there's 12,000 new people that saw Alliance Technologies logo and heard about our company. So it was the number one time slot, and they loved it so much they wanted 13 more shows from her.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, so that was our venture into TV.
That's awesome. And by the way, we're actually going to have Sam Nays on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sam's great. Yeah. You'll have to ask her about the Marianne show.
Okay, certainly.
Okay, Jim, so do you see any other marketing trends or tactics that other businesses are doing that you wish you could take advantage of?
Well, what I do like is, as an example, a guy named Frank Danzo is helping a lot of people with their in their career transition. So I love the way that he puts out an announcement and a congratulations of so-and-so who has landed a position at such-and-such company. And I thought, wow, this is, you know, people need to see the positive news. They need to see the positive things that are going out in the community. So I really like that one. It goes out to a variety of people, I'm sure, through either MarketVolt or MailChimp. Don't remember which one. But that's a great media, and it just said to me, we need to continue to come up with positive stories of the things that we're doing. And I also like the Medici Group and what Karen Libby is doing. You know, I occasionally see things from them about their schedule, what's going on, who they're meeting with, and it's just all informational. I also like the ones that send out some of the financial reports, and they tell little stories within them. So it's not just raw data. It's, you know, more personalized. So there's a lot that goes out like that that I do enjoy.
Yeah, and so you guys are hoping to use some of those same tactics in your own business.
Right. I hope to pick those up and find a way within our staffing division to do something like Frank is doing, within our tech division doing something like Karen is doing. So those are things that really interest me.
Yeah, very good. So let's talk a little bit about staffing, the staffing side of things. That's kind of a new development in the last couple years, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. It was always something I had in mind from the very beginning in starting up this company. But we focused on the technology first because that's our bread and butter. That's the contractual relationships. But having done staffing before, I knew that there is a great opportunity out there. I also knew there was a lot of stiff competition. But as we developed our tech clients, many of them came to us and said, hey, we need to can you help us find a director of IT? Can you help us find a network manager? Can you help us with that or this or that? So it just became a natural for us to help our clients with staffing needs. But as we launched and began to promote, all of a sudden we started getting opportunities in healthcare and finance, signing agreements to find doctors. So it's really expanded beyond that.
Wow.
And we're excited we're in the infancy right now, but I just know that 2017 is going to really produce some results in that area.
It's terrific. So I'm going to circle back a little bit. Is there any? Did you have a marketing plan in mind for that division when you took it on?
We didn't. We kind of launched out with an individual that kind of destroyed a lot of the relationships that we had. So we let that person go. And in the latter part of 2016, we were rebuilding those relationships. And so we set out to work with other partners, people that are in the staffing area to say, hey, we're looking for this. Can you help us? Can we split the fees? So we've started out really just establishing partners, working through partners, as well as our current clients that had needs. And we just haven't really marketed it the way we have wanted to. Yet we still have opportunities coming in. And as we grow this organization, there will be more marketing. So I'm hoping towards the latter part of 2017, we're going to have the funding based on our placements to provide us with more marketing and just continue to develop it from there.
Yeah, I love the idea that you had your business going and then this just kind of branched out almost naturally. It was a gap that you saw that you could fill and you did.
Well, our company has always believed in growing organically and not going to the bank, not bringing in other financial people. But use the funds that we earn from our company to build and move forward in the future. Now, it's taken us a little longer to do it. We're much slower, but it's a no risk. So yeah. I believe in no risk growth, if there is such a thing.
Right. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your competition. Are there any marketing tactics that you see them doing that you think are cool or uncool? You don't have to call them out by name, but
honestly, I don't see them doing anything different than we are. So okay. What I would say is I don't look to my competitors. What I look for is best practices in the marketing world. What are the things outside of my company and my competition are people doing that we can bring in-house and use? So that's right. That would be my tact, is look beyond my competitors, look beyond the tech industry, and figure out what are the best practices out there and take those on.
What has been your biggest challenge landing sales?
I think just closing the deal. Once we get in the door, we've got a pretty good close rate. And it's a matter of telling our story right and helping them with the proper solution. Now, we have lost some deals recently due to pricing. But my good friend Dale Furtwängler would say, don't stoop to that level. So we believe that our pricing is correct. And I think things happen for a reason. So if a particular client is just looking for the bottom dollar to help them, do they really want a partner in technology or not? We prefer to be the partner to help them with their solutions. And pricing is, we feel that we have a very fair price for what we do. And if we happen to lose it based on price, then it wasn't meant to be.
I'd agree with that. Jim, what was one of your worst marketing ideas, something that maybe almost sunk your ship?
Well, I don't think there's really been one that we've almost lost our rear, because we grow organically. We're very cautious about risk. We will spend the money that we have available to do something in the marketing area. And everything that we have tried has reaped some benefit, enough to pay for itself. So we've really never lost any money on marketing. But we've never really gotten the big bang out of it that we've wanted. And everything falls back to connections in the St. Louis area. And this is a place where we live that is like none other in the country. And it is really based on your relationships and who you know. And people like doing business with people they trust. And therefore, having that eye contact, sitting in front of them, is a way to close a deal.
Yeah, I'm starting to see a little bit of a common thread here.
I would think so. Yeah.
Now for the fun question. If money were no object, what is the craziest marketing thing you'd like to launch?
Oh, I'd probably put billboards all over downtown. No, I think I would love to have a full spread in the Business Journal and the St. Louis Monthly, or Small Business Monthly. I'd get on radio and I'd get on television more. I mean, I would just exploit all the media that I could just to get our name out so people know who we are. You know, when I was at John Deere and American Airlines, I got numerous calls and were asked to do numerous speeches and participate in numerous things because I worked for a company that was very well known. And when you leave that environment and you start your own business, all you have is your integrity and respect for others. You have no reputation. Nobody knows who Alliance is. It's a small company. It's not nationally known. It's not a sexy business like an airline. And so you have to deliver to your clients what you say you're going to do. And integrity is the biggest thing you can have in order to make yourself successful.
I love the idea that you said you would basically you'd get more brand recognition. I think you'd blast it out as many ways as you could. A lot of people that answer that question have one specific thing that they would like to do. You know, they'd rent a hot air balloon or they'd get a billboard or something like that. But I love your answer that, you know, you would take on this multifaceted approach.
Yeah, I mean, how really... many, how, absolutely, how many people are going to see a balloon, you know,
right.
go up in the air? How many people are going to look at one billboard? No, you can't just do that. You've got to hit a variety of media, and that's where you're really going to be impactful. Writing books, getting those out, doing seminars, doing speeches. You know, you get your name out there on a billboard and on several of them throughout town, throughout strategically placed. You get into the papers, you get onto the media, and pretty soon people are going to be asking you to participate in things, and that's when you get your organization well known.
Yeah, that's terrific. I love it. So, Jim, tell us real quick about your book and where people could get that.
Well, actually, my first book was released. It's out on Amazon called Smart Networking for Business and Personal Success. I also have it out on our website. And if anybody listening to the podcast is interested, they can send me an email and I'll give you the link and you can pull it down for free. But it is at Barnes & Noble. You know, they can pull it down via media. It's not a hard copy book.
Okay.
So that's some places you can get it. And I'm working on my second book called Corporate to Entrepreneur, Strategies for Success. That should be out probably February, March time frame. And that one's going to be packed full of strategic planning, as well as networking, trust in the workplace, empowerment, and a whole lot of other subjects that I'm hoping will help that that budding entrepreneur be successful with their business.
I love it. Can't wait for it to come out.
Thanks.
It should be really good. Yeah.
So,
Jim, thanks for being on the show today. If people want to learn more about your business, both the IT side and the staffing side, how can they find out more?
Well, our website is alliancetechnologiesllc.com. So if you'll just log on to our website, hopefully, you know, it's done well enough that you can find out all the information you're wanting, including seeing a picture of me, and hopefully when you release this podcast, we'll put it out there too.
Oh, that'd be terrific. I'd appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we will link to this in the show notes, of course, and Amber will also get a link out there to his Amazon book so that anybody that wants to grab that can get it there. And Jim, I appreciate you being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Will. Amber, it's been quite an honor. And good luck in Colorado.
Thank you.
Yeah, it should be a good time. For the listeners, thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure to go ahead and click the subscribe button right there in iTunes or on our show notes page. And if you enjoyed the show and enjoy the information we give you, then we'd love it if you could give us a review. That would be great. We recommend 5 stars. Right, Amber?
Yeah.
Can I give you 6?
Yeah. 6 is even better. We'll give 1 to Jim.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you have a terrific day, and we'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the Sink or Swim podcast, where business owners share their marketing successes and failures. Please leave us a review on iTunes and get all of our show notes at redcanoemedia.com/SOS.